Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment. Final episode in this 5th edition D&D campaign finds our heroes fighting deep inside the Sunless Citadel. Will they be successful? Listen and find out.
I didn't want to fall down there and dive like an asshole.
Right, no, it's fine. You get the range, and they can't get back at you. What do you have skills to do?
The warrior types are going to start to really get more hit points than us. I mean, as these levels go up.
Yeah,
he's getting D12s and we're getting D6s.
I have a max of 9.
But you just got a new D6.
Yeah, now I'm up to 7.
Oh,
my max is 9.
Oh, shit.
I hit 1. I rolled the best I possibly could, and I'm up to 7.
I've got a good constitution for being Minotaur, so I'm up to 16.
Not me.
You want to hang from my other arm?
Oh, shit.
No.
I got to get my monster out.
Everybody prepare themselves.
Now
it's a party.
Robbie's might have the title.
Bugbear is here, and he says, "Hello, my name is a Bugbear. Look at me. I got beans." All right, we've got
giant rats. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a corpse.
I said this earlier today, and I said it yesterday too. I really wanted to get it before she died. I really wanted to get a hand job from Lamb Chop. It was my
account. Oh my fucking God.
With the puppet on or off?
Oh yeah, with the puppet on.
Okay.
So, I mean, what
that's the point.
Otherwise, it'd be a hand job from old lady.
No, you want a blow job from Lamb Chop.
Yeah, well, that's it, right?
it's like a blow
but
job.
But then it's a problem.
It's like a three way, but you're only involving two people in a bit of cloth. It's pretty nice.
But then it's a problem because you show up and then it just turns out to be the job that never ends.
I just remember. I just remember her voice was like Dr. Girl, like the model for Dr. Girlfriend.
Hi, my name is Lamb Chop, and I'm here to tell you a story.
Don't smoke.
Don't smoke, you little shits.
You're a disappointment to your father.
You're a disappointment. I can't stop shitting my sciatica.
If all right, family that loved you, why do you think you need this puppet?
Let's roll initiative. As a family.
Jesus.
Ooh, I swear to God.
Oh, those giant rats are fucking frisky. Oh, shit. They have taken their Viagra and Cialis. They know when they're fucking and not when they're fucking.
So when they're going to have a dangerous blood pressure drop.
What do you
go? The same. 4.
Or a fun one.
I rolled 1 of those.
Give me 2 times.
Sidekicks.
16.
That does include my +2 for being a war wizard.
11.
11.
Oh.
16.
I'm going to go ahead and say and declare my action now. I'm just going to wave.
I was just saying.
Although you're down there now, aren't you?
No,
he's still up.
No, oh, yeah. I've got 7 hit points. I'm not going
down until I get down there. All right, so who do I have down there? I've got the two dwarves, the barbarian, and that's it, right?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send one giant rat for one dwarf and another giant rat at the other dwarf, and we'll save the bugbear for
your mom.
For the barbarian.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. On you there, kitten.
All right.
That is an armor class of 14.
Yes.
And on the other one, AC of 23.
Oh, yeah.
And miss. Rats doing disease. Anyway, take 6 damage. That's piercing damage if it matters.
Doesn't it?
I know. It normally doesn't.
All right. Is there poison involved in
mine? No poison, no penis, no nothing. They would actually...
Hercules!
Technically, I'm sorry, Jay. I rolled a 14 and you got to roll. He has advantage.
Okay.
Because he has a pack of tactics.
Yes.
22.
Hit.
Doesn't always work, kid. Take 6 damage. All right. That brings us to Dustin.
Yo.
What's up?
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket!
At the, all right, the rats.
We're going to say on a 1-4, you still have line of sight in them. On
okay.
5 or 6, they're past the descend. Edge of shaft. All right, you still shoot at one of the rats.
All right, Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket!
Let's go. That's 18.
18 all day long.
And 8 damage.
8 damage. That Hot Pocket kills that rat. He's like, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. All right, that takes us to Steve.
I'm on vine, so I'd like to get down as fast as I can.
Get down, get down. All right, continue climbing. That takes us to Potts.
I will shoot a crossbow bolt at it.
All right.
I'm going to have to roll on that one, too. No? Okay. Yep. That is a 5.
All right. This, by the way, this bugbear's name is Ballsag.
Ballsack?
Yep.
Sag.
Ballsag, the jaws of death. All right, that takes us to Ballsag, and he's coming lurching forward to give Josh his what for.
Yeah, anything over a 13 or whatever you got me, I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, he doesn't have surprise attack.
He gives you a hug.
All right, and he's not doing surprise attack, so he's going to do an armor class of 18, which is a hit. You're going to like this, Josh.
No, I'm definitely not.
You are going to be like, holy fuck.
Mr. Schwab, I'm at 4. This is overkill.
Practice up your saving throws.
That is 15 points of piercing damage. He knocks you to the floor with a wet thud into the ground. All right. Josh, death save. Roll a
d20. 10 or higher. 17.
17. That's a success. Congratulations. Chris.
I'm going to wild shape.
A wild shape!
Into a... Not better. We can't do that. Can you maybe do a ball sag too? So then it's like...
I'm going to wild shape into a black bear.
Shape of pail of water!
And I'm going to do a multi-attack. I'm going to do the first attack. If it hits, it hopefully kills this rat. It's a 10.
Miss.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I'm going to do a claw attack against it. That'll probably hit. That's a 22.
Yep, by 10.
All right.
Ball sag, the jaws of death screams, Fang, no!
8 slashing damage.
You murder the rat.
All right. then I'm going to move in to get right toe-to-toe with the bugger.
Okie doke.
Get up snug with ball sack.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wrapping your lips right around him. All right, that takes us to Jay. All
right. Let's move up to the bugbear. Bear.
All right.
Kill the bugbear.
Smack him with the...
Yeah, do I want to do that?
You know, I'm just...
It's because I know what your options are.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, but...
I can't do both, though, right? Like, I can't do damage and heal...
You get one action around, so that you can use a reaction or as a bonus action. No.
I thought we had a heal that was a bonus action.
A healing word, I think, is a bonus action.
A healing word action.
Jackson. Bonus action.
Healing word is a bonus action. I'll do that.
Yep.
That is fine idea.
So you can attack and then healing word.
Okay.
I think we've done that in the past.
Yep, one bonus action.
It's a 18.
Against his armor class is a hit.
No, that's for healing word.
Oh, you don't have to roll anything.
So against his armor class is a hit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who are you targeting? Were you targeting the bugbear?
Yeah.
With healing word?
No.
No.
All right, you're attacking with a weapon.
Yeah.
You got a total of 18.
I did. Still,
okay,
yeah,
good.
Still
great. Fantastic.
And then 7 damage.
All right.
Bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning. All right, he takes the thumping hit. He grunts, poops a little bit. Healing word.
Healing word.
On Josh, that allows Josh to regain hit points equal to 1d4 plus your spell casting ability modifier. Unless Josh is an undead or construct.
Well, you're pointy.
What?
Are you an undead or construct?
I am not.
Plus your wisdom.
All the kids do it.
That's 5.
5 points of healing.
Awesome. Hey, check it out. Your eyes flick open.
Sweet.
You didn't lay an egg.
Like a possum.
Like a possum.
Cloaca is looking great.
It is looking ripe. Dan, you're up.
So do I jump down at the barbarian, catch me?
A, fuck yourself. B, fuck yourself harder.
He could catch
C,
you with your horns.
When you get home tonight, I want you to think about me while you're fucking yourself.
All right, so
Hurricane Timber.
From the top, that's 86.
With the curve.
The
unusual
shape. All right.
That'll definitely be slashing.
Let's see if you can catch the bugbear, though.
21.
Hang on.
Hot pocket.
There we go.
Five or six, you cannot catch him. All right, you can. All right. Hot pocket comes
hot
down,
pocket
strikes
for
him.
Three more damages.
Well, shit on me. All right, he's still there. He's not bloodied yet. All right, brings us to the top of the next round. The giant rats are dead, so that takes care of them. Dustin, are you going to wave or are you going to do something else?
I'm not going to wave.
Can I move after I cast just like 12 feet?
12 and a half feet? Or if your speed is 20 or 30?
I don't know. 30.
So 15 feet.
Moving on down.
To the bottom.
So I could do the same thing. I could cast Hot Pocket and then move.
Because my speed is going down.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. Hot Pocket. That's a miss.
All right, that Hot Pocket goes astray. It's a weird, cool ranch flavored Hot Pocket.
Yeah, and now I'm 15 feet
down.
That's a
Falcon's lunch for a week.
Falcon comes down and says, "Oh my god, it's Cool Ranch." So one of those, yeah, it's Steve, take your turn.
Did I make it down to the...
You sure.
Okay, great. And you're engaged with him?
I am.
And I should be able to get sneak attack if I can hit him.
You shouldn't hit anybody else's
natural 20.
Oh, double your dice.
You no shit.
The Mercer shows up at the table and gives us his love.
12, 13, 14, 15. Plus 21, plus another 6. Makes it 27 points in damage. Oh,
Jesus
Christ. Thank you, Mercer, for saving D&D. You killed it.
I'm going to climb back to the top. We do not need Hot Pockets anymore.
Jesus.
All right, so now you're most of you are down. The rest of you are descending.
We'll make our way down.
You see that ball sack, the jaws of death, came from the
there.
The gap in the north. There are still two doors, one to the east and one to the south, that have not been explored yet. And the passageway to the north obviously hasn't been explored yet because
wrong character.
Did Bugbear have anything on it?
The ball sack, the jaws of death, is carrying.
I've seen one in a rocking chair one time.
He's carrying a Morningstar, and he's wearing hide armor and carrying a shield. Yeah.
The skeleton Morningstar has got anything.
Shovels and a wheelbarrow.
He's got...
And Miracle Max, it fits so well, I could keep it.
What's with the armor? High armor?
Hide armor, yeah.
Hide armor.
Hide.
Not going to be as good as my light armor, right?
It's made out of people.
Yeah, fuck that. Never mind.
Really cool.
Sounds tasty.
Dude, you ever just like walk around wearing someone else's skin?
Nothing hotter.
Get you some necro pants.
Penis attachment for $5 more.
Hey, take it off and make some necromance.
Too far.
I think you have to leave Monta.
Well, I can stay in a bear form for an hour, so I'm going to continue to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Kick in the east door.
Explore one of these.
You're doing
go to the east door and kicking it in.
Okay,
that's how we operate here.
Can I
cast guidance.
Kick that door.
Honestly,
right there.
I'm channeling the spirit of fighter. And I give you guidance.
I'm the only guidance.
Fighter door kicker.
Jesus.
I feel right. his presence.
You want me to hold the book for you?
Why would you have it? Fucking madness. All right, so you kick the door in, and it opens into a 10-foot wide passageway that opens to a larger passageway with two rows of columns lining the north side of the passage and the south side. Between the columns, you see three doors to the north, three doors to the south. They all stand closed. Now, I'm going to give you the obligatory read-aloud text, which probably recoups everything I just said, but I'm going to do it again because I felt like you deserve it.
We do.
Everybody, shut up! We got read-aloud text!
Two rows of dragon-carved marble columns march the length of the hall, most completely covered in luminescent fungus. The cobble floor is cracked and stained. And on it sits many small wooden tables. The contents of the tables include mortars and pestles, small tools, bowls filled with crushed leaves, chopped fungus stalks, and other plant specimens. The many doors leading off this hall are partly open.
Somebody heal this guy before he...
Yeah, thanks. I'm at 5. Also, have we checked out the luminescent plants to see if there's any magic in them or, like, something going on there?
Y'all ain't done shit.
I can use Artificer's lore.
Artificer's lore?
To double my proficiency bonus on things related to alchemical objects.
That should be Artificer's coming.
Should be. All right, okay, well, because you've got...
When you're right, you're fucking right.
Because you have something so cool as Artificer's lore, you do get a sense that the containers and small tables and the main area hold the mashed leaves, fungus bark, and all that bullshit. There are many common varieties of tree, shrub, and fungus, although all have a pronounced pallor as if sun-starved. Looking in that area, you see that one pile of herbs and supplies in the main chamber contain the ingredients of a healer's kit. There's an assortment of tools and herbs that can also be salvaged to make an herbalism kit as well, and a set of alchemist's supplies.
I'm going to hop out of the cage because it wasn't locked this whole time.
You are correct.
I'm going to gather all the ingredients and hop back in the cage.
All right, so you get a healer's kit, an herbalism kit, and an alchemist, a set of alchemist supplies. Now, there are, so I mentioned, there are several chambers that you could also explore if you'd like. There are no obvious ways out except through maybe one of those chambers.
All right, so they're already open, so there's no need to kick them in. So this isn't as fun.
So what is it?
Healer's kit, alchemist kit, smelling now.
What's that?
Oh, really?
Healer's kit, alchemist kit, and
an herbalism kit.
Herbalism kit, and then alchemist tools.
All right, so our bear is sniffing the doors.
Okay.
Some doors.
In the interest of just
looking for drugs.
Drug-sniffing bear. Oh, wow, that's interesting. All right, so you go to the northwest chamber, and you sniff, and you smell goblin stink.
I roar at you that I smell goblin stink.
All right, your roar wakes him up.
God
oh, shit.
The roar was quieter. Fuck, just heal me first before you start roaring.
What are you looking at me? I don't heal. I cast Hot Pocket.
I'm not looking at you. He's the one who said
Do
he roared.
Do I make
it.
Anything out of the Albert? Well, the healer's kit? Okay. Use any of those levels?
Bears don't have indoor voices. I mean,
I don't have indoor voices.
It's a thing.
The player's handbook right in front of you,
yeah.
Yeah,
but it's more fun when you look at
it. Yeah, healer's kit.
I smell goblin stink.
10 fucking uses. And actually, you spend one of the uses of the kit to stabilize a creature at 0 hit points without needing to make a wisdom medicine check. The herbalism bullshit, I don't even know what the fuck that is. It's... Not even here.
It's in the
you can't heal anybody. It's
preventable.
You can spend some
That's
time.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you can't even heal me.
That's stupid.
You can like spend time, I think, making healing potions and stuff. Right now. Yeah, it takes like forever.
You can cast all of my healing potions.
I'm at 5 and I'm going to hit whatever
we have
I see.
We have a healing potion. Though.
There's like 8 people here. I'm spreading around.
Yeah.
We have
healing potions anywhere?
No.
We said outside earlier, like we were saying, I busted open the chest.
Yeah,
it was in there.
Potion.
So this I'm going to fucking, what can I get with the healing potion before these fuckers come in?
2d4.
Thank you.
You already got
Just
it.
Just roll a d8 and take that.
4.
4.
7.
9 total. All right.
Well, so technically, if you roll 2d4, you get an average of 5 instead of 4.5. So it behooves you to roll 2d4.
You know what? Actually, now I'm starting to hate it.
You're killing them.
Consider yourself behooved.
Nah. I'll behoove you.
Oh, boo-hoo.
That was a bit of a stretch, 14, but all right.
14,
all right, so 26. 11 goblins come pouring out of the
I'm where I was originally, so I mean, right. I'll fucking take
11.
It.
11.
Somehow survived last
time. Right, I'm checking out my spell list to see what's going to be the most useful spell in this situation.
How bad a motherfucker is
that?
Goblins?
Like,
yeah.
Fucking,
they're not bad.
And it's a goddamn skeleton.
It's mostly the quantity. All right, Dan, when do you go?
Oh, that's a number. That's a 14.
Jay?
11.
11. All right.
16.
16.
Thank God.
13.
12.
Okay. Pots?
6.
6. 6.
15.
Nice.
Okay, so there are, you guys are kind of massed in the middle. All the goblins come out, so they're kind of surrounding you. You're all in melee already, so
nice.
You're good. You're good to go. All right. Steve, you're up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is there somebody else beside one?
Did
they like come out and swarm
sure.
us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Then I'll attack that guy. That's gonna miss.
All right, swing and a miss. That takes us to Dustin.
I'm going to two weapon fight. With a hot pocket. No.
Do you have two light weapons there, my friend?
I have two daggers.
Oh, perfect.
So, first one misses.
That's a 5.
Uber Eats will deliver you some more fucking hot pockets.
That's a 19.
19 is a hit. You don't get to add any bonus to your die roll, but go ahead and roll a d4.
Oh, okay. That's a 1.
1, all right. So you clip one of the...
That's actually going to work out well.
How so?
Because I have a d12 damage spell against injured targets.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Well done, Dan.
I cut him shaving.
All right, I'm going to troll the dead on the one that my Hot Pocket brethren did a damage point to.
You got to make saving throw against that, right?
No.
Are you pocket
Yeah, it's wisdom 12. 13. Can you go up by one more since I got a higher level?
No.
All right, 12.
I failed.
All right, well, then you were going to take a die 12 of pepperoni. 7 points.
You kill that goblin. He hears a bell, and he dies. All right, that leaves you with 10 more to go. Dan, that was Dan and Chris, you're up.
Okay, and you said there's one on each of us.
Sure.
Okay.
Right,
going for the one on me. It's going to be a 14.
14 is a miss by 1.
Okay, do a claw attack.
See, this is why I like... Shapeshifter.
How far away from where I was am I to another door?
All right,
so I'm going to move to another door. And
okay. You'll provoke
it. It was on the floor, but it was a 21.
21?
Yeah,
that's no fun.
Yeah, so just and that's going to be for...
Plus 5 to hit.
Sorry.
Six
slashing.
This seems like a good opportunity.
I'm underpowered.
We've already decided that the rest of the doors all have 10 more behind them.
Oh, okay.
All right, Josh. There's one damaged one, or you can go for the one that's on you.
I'm going to go for the one that's on me.
Perfect.
I'm going to use my great axe.
Please do.
That's a 10 plus 5, 15.
On the nose.
Are you raging?
I'm not. Fucking rage, bro. Is it too late to rage?
Nope.
Next round.
Thank you very much, because now they're pressuring me after I fucking
sense the pressure. You get rolled d12 out of d6.
You're angry, aren't you?
D12
kind of makes you want to...
I've never seen celery that angry before.
Yeah, 11 total.
You murder it.
Yeah, goddamn right.
All right. Good job. Jay, you're up.
All right, so what happens if I turn Bugbear undead? Oh, fuck.
Nobody in this room is undead.
Oh. So you have to be undead to start with.
Oh, man.
It just makes sense.
He's already dead, so I could have turned him.
Damn
it. He's just dead. No. He's not undead.
My turn means I turn around and run away.
Yeah, right, so I'm
it's really confused.
Yeah. And you can only two weapon fighting with light weapons.
You get vampires. You get skeletons.
All right, that's a 17 with the mace on
Zermies.
A goblin.
Zermies, dude.
Fuck.
You killed it.
All
right.
Woohoo. Look at you go.
Oh, goblin's turns. I've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 3, 6, 7. So everybody gets 1 plus 1. All right. First, they're all attacking with scimitars for some reason.
They missed me.
All right. We'll start with Dustin.
Me too.
That is number class 11 on you, Dustin.
Miss.
Potts, that's a miss. Josh, that is a 13.
That's right on the nose.
For 8 damage.
Fuck.
That is a 19 for 4 damage.
That's gonna
hit. Okay. That is a 23 for 5 damage. Jay, that's a 14.
Miss.
And that's a miss on Dan. And we'll roll a d7 to see who the person's going to be. That's going to be that half of the group, so 1 to 3. Gonna go for her, Dustin.
Fuck.
Miss. All right.
Unfuck.
Potts.
Hooray!
Sacred pocket.
Like a flesh.
Get your thumb out of it.
Oh shit! Okay.
Scorched earth in the middle.
Yeah. That is a fucking miss.
That is a fucking miss. All right.
Well, actually,
it's not quite a miss. There you go.
All right. Turkey timbers.
Turkey timbers. Steve, on that note.
Pots came in gassy. 19
to hit.
Yep.
And it's just good role play. 4 points of damage, unless I'm able to sneak attack because he's engaged with somebody else.
Yeah.
7 points of damage.
You kill another one. All right. And that takes us to Dustin.
Still dual wielding.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I? That would be...
Two chances to hit.
I'll be a...
Two chances to
13.
Crit. 13 is a miss by two.
Fuck. That's also a miss.
All right. Good job. Yeah. Dan, you're up.
All right. I'm not going to toll the hot pocket this time.
There is one that's damaged.
How many would be in a 5-foot burst of me?
Two.
All right, I will sword burst both of them.
Sword burst.
They need...
Swords.
Swords.
Look at this. Dexterity 12 check, whatever.
Dexterity 12 saving throw. Yeah, look at this. That's the first one. He totally missed it. He failed. The second one, he made it that one. All right,
well, it's 6 points.
6 points and any damage on a success?
I'm going to find out as soon click on that. Other than you must succeed on dexterity saving throw or take the damage.
Well, I just stepped outside of your swords.
Yeah, so six sorry. Nothing. Six and nothing.
Eat a bag of dicks, Chris.
All right, I'm going to go for a bite on the one that I've already wounded.
Rawr, I'm so hungry.
That's a one, so nope.
We need a new pair.
Then I'm going to claw on him.
This one growls too loud, can't bite anything.
That's a 19. That's
like the worst 19, yeah.
He can bite. Fucking I can claw, but I can't bite.
Yeah. Okay.
Too busy talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be just, 5 slashes.
Okay, still there?
Damn. All right.
The one you hit last time is dead or whatever.
Oh, so okay.
You're chipping away.
Okay.
I was gonna say. We're down by 6. Bear with me.
Bear with me. Yeah. All right, that's me.
All right, Josh, you're up.
Nearest to me, I'm gonna great axe.
Great axe, that cousin fucker.
Great.
It's an 18.
Hits.
D12. Yeah.
This is the calmest barbarian in the history of the movie.
And fuck.
That's a D4
four.
Damage.
Four?
Oh, sorry, Nika.
It's four.
Is this
the what? The what? The what? Barbarian?
Give me a message and I'll...
Rage.
God damn it!
How's that spelled?
R-A-Y-G-E.
I don't think so.
There's an eye in there somewhere, right?
It's not in me. I just don't have it. It's not in
me. Josh, you've
gone.
Post-it
note to remind you.
Jay, you've got. There are still six left.
Yeah. All right. Hit one with my mace.
Maces.
That's 22.
All day long.
4 or 5 damage.
This is a
Josh.
He does.
Somebody's got a crush on you.
What's it say under it?
Imperative, not now. Rage.
All right, so I've got 5 left.
fucking English major jokes over here.
That's third grade.
Yeah, English majors.
All right, what we're going to do is we'll do break you up into groups.
I just roll a D8, not a D8. He misses everybody.
Oh, that's a good idea, son. All right, we're going to do... Lord golly! I've been sitting here on the toilet thinking all about it.
Wait, salt down here?
Salt! Let me tell you something. When I was out there in that biodimensional field, I couldn't tell what I was picking because I got this rare disorder. You might have heard of it. It's a serious case of root vegetable blindness. I can't tell a rutabaga from a carrot. All right, anyway, so moving on.
Those fucking tubers will get you.
My nose from my ass.
All right, so
Hi, Rock.
Hi.
Congratulations, you're the target. That is going to be a mess.
No, but I
called higher or low.
Lower.
I thought you just said below.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're the target.
Awesome, bring it on.
That is a miss. Higher
or low.
Hi.
All right, you're the target. That's going to be a miss.
Low.
Higher or low.
Low.
Hi.
You're the target. Miss. I rolled a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yahtzee.
That brings me to the end. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. One more.
That's a large straight.
Higher loop.
Hi.
Quit right. Correcting me. It's not like I'm designing games.
And there's a miss. All right, great. That takes us to the pots. Take us home. Kill all 5.
Do it.
Kill all 5. I want you to attack with 5 weapons.
Everyone knows that gnomes have a bifurcated cock.
Bifurcated. Now we have a type.
And I have gnome coming.
All right.
It's bitter brew, that. Bitter brew.
Bifurcated gnome cum. This is where we started from.
On that rhyme. Looking that 20 on Sacred Flame.
All right, double the damage.
Sacred Flame.
I need the D8's shit.
All right, here's one.
I need two.
Here's one.
Four. Ten.
Ten. You murdered one. Great. Well done. All right. Top of the next round, that brings to Steve. You've got four left. One's hurt.
All right.
Well, his feelings are bruised.
Let's attack one of them. That's going to hit. And that's going to be 11, 12, 13, 14 points of damage.
You kill another one. All right. And that takes us to Dustin. You've got three targets.
Three targets. Oh, boy. Let's see. Well,
I can't decide.
Pepperoni for each.
No. Well, I do have a magic missile, but it seems like overkill.
He's only got two pepperonis left.
So it's like I don't want to be a hero. I don't need to. So I'm gonna dual wield my daggers.
Fuck yeah, do it.
So humble.
Yes, indeed. That's a miss.
Yeah.
And that's also a miss.
What, did you run out of hot pockets?
No.
There's only so many left.
So you can use hot pockets all day long.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to use a horned melee attack.
Oh, fuck.
Is that like an owl?
Yes. Is he hitting on one of your horns?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Hold on.
That's a 10, 11, 12.
Miss. All right.
Damn it.
Chris.
Okay, this time I'm really going to bite him. I know it. I can feel it.
You did.
I did. 23.
Beautiful. Give me some damage.
All right.
Get this cage of my horn threw off my balance.
Four, five.
Killed it.
All right. There's another one.
Two more left.
All right. I'm going to claw at one of the other ones that's left. It's going to hit. It's going to be a 23.
Yep.
24. For five more slash.
All right. He's still there.
All
right.
Slashing.
Josh.
I'm not going to rage on two fucking guys.
No,
I'm not gonna fucking do that.
You've only got a rage on one. That's what I hear is the best.
Go on.
Kill him.
Do tell.
Rage now. We're gonna knock open another door and 11 more goblins. It'll be fine.
Should I really do that? Because I will. I don't know. I will fucking do that right now if that's what you want me to do.
All
right.
I'm a great attack.
Actually, you know, I want to.
Just keep it at
fucking you.
Attach it to the rope.
Shut the fuck up.
Swing it around.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm do two hand fighting. I'm gonna take the great axe. Are they close enough to attack at the same time?
Sure.
All right, cool. Thanks, bud.
Think hard.
Great axe with the fresh guy.
No, you're using the great axe, you only attack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the hand axe, but okay. It doesn't matter because it fucking missed hard. That was a one.
Oh, penis.
So
hit yourself.
There's that.
A falcon comes swooping out of the sky.
I already have two falcon eyes, apparently. That's what they fucking dictated earlier.
Falcon's living in your eyes.
I'm taking the javelin toward the other guy.
Falcon vision.
Who's already damaged. And that's a fucking two. Jesus Christ, my dice have forsaken.
They have. All right, Jay.
I bought these from you.
Let's smash another one with my mace.
Sorry,
19. And that's an 8.
Killed another one, and the last one dies out of sympathy. Great!
Yeah! Kill them both.
All right, I kick open the next door.
Read a lot of text!
Smoke them if you got them, sounds
good. All right, funny. We'll do a break in just a second. Just searching through the other doors, we'll run through them really quick. The Northwest Chamber, that was just a pair of sleeping quarters for the goblins. Southwest Chamber, also sleeping quarters as well. You find that... there is a mashing tun where there are squashed roots and fungi that have been mashed into a pulp. There's a dirty straining bin sitting nearby, as well as 10 2-gallon casks of the end product. There is the north central chamber. Nothing really fun there.
Let's go there.
There's a south central chamber, which has a diseased rat, which is strapped spread eagle onto a wooden bench.
Turkey timbers.
It suffers from horrible tumors that look like look woody and fruit-like.
Hmm.
And then you find in the northeast chamber some battered scimitars, short bows, 40 arrows.
and then that's it. So there is another door in the northeast chamber that leads to a smaller chamber. You kick it open. It's just a
closet. Let's investigate that rat, though. I'd like to get some answers from that rat.
Speak with animals.
Speak with dead.
Oh, my God. I do really want to hear what he has to say.
Are you going to talk to the rat?
Sure. Fucking Dr. Doolittle this shit.
Yes, I will spend a spell slot to speak to his rat.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Can we just go back to level one?
He might have information.
Oh, I mean, he has to.
And if not, his life story.
It's got to be. The last couple hours at least have to be great.
Gold.
All right.
I have a little fella.
Oh, my God. Oh, it hurts. I got these fruity bulbs on my back. And there's wood everywhere. And it's not the good kind of wood, if you know what I mean. I'm spread eagle here. These goblins have been kind of petting me and trying to make me feel better. But one of these guys has been giving me the stink eye. And every once in a while, when the other guy's not looking, he lifts my fleshy tail and puts his little goblin anchor in my bung. I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm so full of chism and all these fruity growths. And look at the wood. Look at the wood.
Worth it.
To what purpose?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I was like, I wasn't sleeping around with fruity women. You know what the fuck? The old scary bitch upstairs, she's a real big one. She's got like a milk line that goes on all the way to Greyhawk. I have seen so many rats sucking on those well-worn leathery deets that I don't even fucking know how any milk comes out. You know, one time I was banging her from behind because that's what I'm supposed to do with a rat.
Okay. So we're going to jump to the end. So you guys travel through this whole fucking dungeon, and you kill a bunch of stuff, and you're all feeling pretty good and bold about it. But you finally come to a room that's got some really great read aloud sex.
I'm invincible!
Kicked down a lot of doors.
Has it been a full hour?
Yes.
Okay.
What does that do?
Can we take a long rest?
Can you take a short rest?
I'm out of bear for that.
Take a short fucking rest. What do I get with a short rest here?
You can spend...
You spend hit dice to heal. And if you're of a certain race...
Do I get my cantrips back?
You never lose them.
Short rest. You're good at
all
this.
All the hot pockets you can rest. Eat.
You want to roll your... you can spend one or two
hit dice. I roll a d6 for a short rest.
You've got two hit dice. So you get one or two of them. And for every hit die you spend, you get hit points back. You restore. You regain hit points equal to their die roll plus your constitution modifier.
Okay, I should roll one because I'm two away from my max hit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it.
Definitely never do more than one at a time. That's nice.
Maxed out.
Did we level up? No.
Are you really telling me that I gotta go find three fucking places for this? Are you really fucking telling me that?
Get some bookmarks.
Seems that way.
Oh my god.
What's your max?
26.
I will give you. Healing words. Yeah, shit. I'll do healing word on you.
I honestly just want to narrate the fight. So I have to fucking do 12? This. Right, we'll do that.
You get 5 health back.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. So 18. I'll take it.
Fucking druid.
I mean, chances are we're not going to survive this last fucking little bit. Let's see.
That's when it did.
He's moving us right to the end.
I think we can take these guys. We got it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of animals.
I was kind
of
hoping you'd be in the bathroom. He's like,
fucking bits of the lay on arms.
Iron out our misunderstandings.
Yeah. Give us the ring.
You're Captain Clan, basically.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Okay. All right, so after traveling through the dungeon, fighting bugbears and dealing with fire slopes and more undead and more goblins, you finally come through this largish chamber, which then opens up to a big natural cave. And here is the read-aloud text. A walled clearing is here among the briars. The walls are about 20 feet high, which is less than half the height of the cavern's ceiling. Some varieties of plants grow around the perimeter of the clearing, including a few suspicious-looking saplings, but their importance pales before that which stands the courtyard center. Beneath the fungal light grows an evil tree,
Its black and twisted limbs reach upward like a skeletal hand clawing its way out of the earth. Before it stands a few twig blights, a heavily armored young human male with a shield and sword, a blonde young human woman in a robe fit for a noble, and a middle-aged bearded human male wearing a hooded brown robe and armed with a staff and a sickle. I don't know how he holds both. The younger humans have black eyes and gray skin with a texture of bark. Roll initiative.
Alright, so we know what happened to the fucking two missing fucking nobles. Fuck me.
Okay.
So alright!
The druid.
Not going first this time.
I got a 9.
I got a 9.
I got 12.
Okay.
What makes a sapling suspicious looking?
Just, you know, they're gonna start moving it out. The way its bark curls upwards.
We're back and under.
We've got twig lights.
Why don't you just recall it all the time, man? I really like it.
I'm the only one not drinking tonight, so it's like a little easier to recall. Oh, I'm sorry.
And Charlene. Oh, she goes on 21. It's a bravo. You suck.
Good.
Is that it?
You can tear the pages out and lay them next to each other.
Well, yeah, I'm going to probably run D&D one more time before I'm dead. But you never know, but, you know. And let's just throw one of these guys in there for good. All right, so we've got a bugbear just to show it. Just to show the test.
God damn it.
Why not?
And there's a bugbear wearing a thong. All right, and carrying a Morningstar made of human penises. Dan, when do you go?
God bless it.
12?
Does that do, like, 1d6 slap damage?
It does. Jay...
D slap him.
What did the 5 penises say to the face?
Slap. Steve?
23.
And Chris?
18.
And Josh?
10.
Pots?
5.
Mm. Show off.
And Dustin?
That's his one for his
back.
Heads I've got on my penis.
Hey, going last is like just going first in the next round.
Christ, Timbers! Well, guys, I'm here. You know, I've been thinking about here in this dungeon thing, but look at this cage hanging from horn. And I gotta tell you, I'm not so happy about this because I've been shitting all over my cage for weeks. And I can't use that as seasoning anymore because, you know, my yummy mushrooms don't taste so good. All right, so we've got Steve, you're up first.
There's something there I can kill.
All right, so the setup. Big scary tree in the center. There are three humans in front of it, along with three twig lights. There's also a big, scary looking bugbear with a dick Morningstar. And there is also a giant frog hanging on a wall.
Jesus. So is it a morning wood star?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right. I'll attack the pointy bugbear.
Okay.
Morning loads. And I miss. With my short bow, I didn't want to get too close yet.
It's like the
fair enough.
Like the ball on the end of a chain.
Is that what it is?
Morningstar.
No. Lodestar.
You think lodestone?
Lodestar.
Technically, a Morningstar is a length of a hafted weapon that has a spiked ball at the end. A flail has the chain ball thing.
Oh snap!
What?
Belmont. The Morningstar was his weapon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so
yeah, why not? Sure.
Steve, you missed.
I missed.
Charwin, however, is going to get her chance to show her stuff. Charwin Hookrell. Oh yes, Charwin.
Is any of these people wearing a gold ring?
Both the girl and the boy have golden rings.
Bonus ring time.
Bonus ring. She is not.
You had more kids than you thought. And they're dead.
We found three rings. Do we get a 50% bonus?
I guess
this one still has a nipple attached.
It was what?
That close to five.
Yeah, I went with nipple.
That's
right.
The buckle.
I held back.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got... All right, so Charwin throws her hand out and sends three magic missiles because she's not going to hang on to her slot. And that will...
All right. What's up, baby?
She's going to send one at Wagon Boy and Barbellion. She's going to send another one at the Minotaur, and then she's going to send
the
third one
That's what I... Can I do it right now? But I'm waiting for my turn.
As soon as your turn starts.
Yeah, that's what I'm
first
doing.
Thing you said.
I know exactly what to read.
There you go.
You're going to rage?
Third one at Chris. All right, so Minotaur, you take two damage.
I disagree. I use shield.
Chris, you take four damage. And Bob Elian, that is four damage.
Does a shield stop that bullshit?
I think it.
I take no damage from magic missiles.
Where is shit on my chin?
How do you manage that?
Well, fuck me in the mouth.
I have, I have 30 feet walking. I choose to walk the fuck away from that scenario.
I don't think you have a choice in that.
I don't. I really don't.
So, Bradford, show me your stuff.
Oh, I don't want to.
All right, here we go. Bradford, 19. Okay, good. That takes us to the bugbear. The bugbear is going to barrel out of the darkness.
That's a good plan.
And he is going to attack someone I have not yet attacked. So it would be 1, 2, 3, or 4. Bugbear is going for Dustin.
Ah!
Hello!
That seems ungood.
Yeah.
That is an armor class of 23.
He can kill you in one hit.
What if I said you missed?
You would still take 12 damage. 11 yeah. damage.
11 damage?
Whack!
Still dead?
There goes our high pocket.
Still dead?
I've only got 9.
Fuck!
All right, so Dustin drops to the ground. Chris, you're up.
Okay, if I move forward and do a 15-foot cube of a thunder wave, how many... assholes can I catch?
You could definitely catch two of the Twig Blights and your choice of Charwin or Bradford.
I'll go with Charwin.
Okay.
All right, they need to give me a con save, and my spell DC is 12.
All right, Charwin and one Twig Blight makes it, though a Twig Blight dies miserably. Damage?
Okay, it's 2d8 be halved. But on a save,
yep.
They are not pushed back 10 feet. So it's 9 is the damage. So I guess.
All right, you killed two of the Twig Blights, and Charwin is upset but still alive.
You okay?
Unlike me.
Unlike you. All right, relax the storm.
And everything around that is now difficult terrain. If that matters at all.
Only for us.
Oh, for fuck's sake! All right. Well. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Pulling it out.
You fucking slots. You have 3 of those cocksuckers.
How many slots do you have, bots? Tell me more about it.
It's about to be more.
All right. So the brown hooded cloak wearing robe dude with the staff and the sickle comes wandering up. And then slams his staff on the ground to repeat the same fucking thing you did.
Okay.
But not at you, right. Because you're going to be taken care of by someone else.
Sure.
This time we're going to catch you, and you in this thunderous
wave. You
have
to catch the mentor, too, because I'm hanging on the fucking...
No, I lean to the left.
Right.
Get over there.
Give me a constitution saving throw, you three.
Is this magic?
It is magic, and the DC on this motherfucker is... Only hilariously 12.
Wow, damn it.
What's the situation on those good berries?
One health.
I got one left.
Still got 10 left.
Okay, if you fail the saving throw, you take 18 thunder damage. If you make it, you take 9.
So what was the 20, 12.
And you made it, you take 9.
You're going
to add 20? Take
9
damage.
Yeah,
timbers! Takes 9, Steve?
Took 9.
Okay, good.
Jesus Christ.
All right, that sound can be heard from a mile away.
Or huh?
Ah, what? Everybody
except
300 feet away.
300 feet.
Sorry.
Get it right.
Get it right, you fucking hack.
Does it wake me up from my deathly stupor?
You know, I was reading The Warlord, and I just find it really just genuinely bad. All right, so it takes us to Pelek. No, it takes us to... that was Pelek. Dan, you're up.
What is it? My full action to jam a good berry into Duster's orifice, or is it a minor?
That's
is it a
bonus? Bag. Is that better than a good berry?
Is it a bonus action to feed a berry?
It may be a bonus action, but I'm not.
The creature can use an action to eat one berry, so I'm going to say it would be an action to
feed him a berry.
Feed him a berry.
Can somebody heal him with a minor or with a bonus action?
You'll get him up, he'll only have one.
I know, but I could throw a hot pocket at somebody. If somebody else can use a bonus action to heal him.
Yeah, he can use a healing
for that hot pocket.
That's a bonus action.
All right, then I'm going to hot pocket. Oh, is there one of them guys injured yet?
Charwin is hurt.
Oh, yeah. Charwin is going to get trolled by the dead.
No, not Charwin. Constitution save DC 12?
Let's go with Wisdom DC 12. All right.
Makes it.
All right. I think it means nothing happens.
I hear the ring of your bell. I will raise you by two notes. All right. That takes us to Josh.
It's actually
awkward. All right. Is the tree an enemy too, or is it just a
three? No, it's just there and being groovy.
All right, cool, sweet, groovy tree. Who's damaged right now?
Chauvin.
All right, great axe.
What do you do before?
Imperative, not noun.
Rage.
Oh, we can finally get mad.
I'm really pissed off now, you guys. I'm so angry.
Now you've done it.
So oh, I'm gonna go into a goddamn motherfucking rage.
You can't imagine how bad it's gonna be for you.
It's not gonna help me out that much.
It'll take half damage. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it'll help me out in the long run, I guess. But let's see how this motherfucking goes. That's an 18 plus. Hits. So that's a 21.
You get bonuses to when you're raging.
It's plus two melee damage. So let's see what happens with that. I've got with the great axe.
Just roll it.
I'm trying to figure out which one I fucking do. It's
same one you did earlier.
No, he keeps saying Irky Timbers. The one you've done all night. All the Irky Timbers here. Shaboing. That's an 11. Oh wait, well, plus so great axe. So 12 plus 2, 15.
He's good.
15 damage?
Yeah, 15
Christ,
damage.
Christ, you killed her outright.
God damn right.
You chopped her down.
That's why you rage, bro.
Rage?
The tree shakes a bit in anger. All right, that takes us now to Jay.
Fucking party, bro. All
right, so what does Spare the Dying do exactly?
Nobody's dying, so it doesn't matter.
If he's on death,
you should have a good thing
about
it. Yeah, I'm
unconscious. Yeah, no, I'm... You, can use that.
Outside of the cleric.
Yeah,
so I don't have to roll a saving
throw. Right, just stabilize. Just stabilize.
He has no.
But can I just use healing word on him? And he'll just.
Yeah. He can. Yeah. He'll pop up. All
right, so I'll use healing word first. And.
It's a 1d4 plus 2. Yeah.
But I roll on that.
Nope. No.
You just roll a d4.
That's a 4.
So you get 4 hit points back.
Oh!
Shit on
what happened?
It's more than half.
We're good.
More than half for you.
No one else is injured. What else do we have around?
There's one twig bite, one twig bite,
twig
one bug bear, one giant frog. We have Sir Bradford, and we have the evil druid.
The bugbear, right?
Yeah.
The bugbear. Yeah, bugbear.
Yeah, that motherfucker killed me.
He's closest in the fray, I guess.
The bugbear, so close. Right. So close.
Taste it. Ooh.
That's a nat 20.
Fuck yeah, double the dice. All
right.
Thank you, Mercer, for saving D&D.
So that's 11 damage.
11 damage to the bugbear.
No, just two to one of them.
Okay.
Killed that, right?
Shit, no, it's still up. It's still there. The bugbear takes some damages. He's not happy. All right, that brings us now to Dustin. You're on your back. What are you
going
to
do?
Fuck, I don't know. Witch is lightning. You've got to do it. You've got to forward this occasion.
Well, that's right, but I don't know if I'm going to survive it. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Witch bolt.
Witch bolt!
Witch bolt! I don't know. Choose one.
The fire one.
The lightning one.
No, the witch one.
Wait.
Witch bolt. I love that band.
Witch bolt.
Right.
Huh?
But yeah. What?
Easy there, Costello.
So if the fire bolt's the hot pocket, would the lightning bolt be the tingy pocket?
Which bolt is a lean pocket? It is going to do some real damage.
Lean pocket!
You don't even want to know what's in there. Okay.
We don't get sponsored ever this one. I don't know. That's going wrong!
It's an 18.
Who are you attacking?
The bugbear, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. So which bolt strikes the bugbear? He takes a pile of fucking damage.
He takes a
D12. That was the wrong thing to attack.
He takes 12 every round for a minute.
As long as you concentrate, right?
Yeah.
It's
concentration.
That's a 6.
Six damage. All right. Bugbear is about dead. Well, he will be.
Shit.
As long as he doesn't kill you before then.
Right.
All right.
God damn, I hate that spell.
Nobody all let right. me die.
Which spell do you hate? Firebolt or Witch Bolt?
Witch Bolt's not my fault. There are spells in that book that are my fault, but that's not one. That's not
all the dead.
God damn it, Rodney!
Don't right. let me die, so then I'll kill him without doing anything.
All right, Potts, show me your tits.
Jump in front of him so he can't die.
All right.
I'm still on your horn.
I throw Ricky Timbers in front of
you. Lock the cage
and shake it really hard.
Right, just to see if it'll cage damage. I'm gonna attack the scary sickle wielding dude.
Okay, do it.
I'm gonna use guiding bolt.
Focus fire on the bugbear. Guiding bolt onto the druid.
He's almost dead. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, it's so am I.
Fucking 22. For 46 damage.
Shit on my chin.
46, that's good.
Good roll.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of damage.
It's okay.
6 plus 8, so 46 damage.
That's exactly average.
46.
Nicely done.
And that's a good solid Irky Timber.
Irky Timbers. All right, so your guiding bolt, I don't even know what that means, does somehow find its way to his body, like the guiding light, strikes it, and injures him or bloodies him.
It's like that guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Like whistles and the...
Yeah, it could be it.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
All right, I have a twig blight, and he's feeling frisky. But not attacked.
Your mom.
I've been attacked, but go ahead.
I've pretty much attacked everyone except for the Minotaur.
I attacked the Minotaur, I'm sure.
Attacked her.
He did. Thunderwave.
18 armor.
He cut my damage or my health in half with that effect.
4 damage.
He was not affected by magic earlier, and then earlier he also said,
I'm all right, the giant fucking frog.
I've hit for a lot of time.
Oh, I forgot about the fucking frog. God damn.
And is going for you, sir. Giant frog.
Yeah.
I hope he envelops me. I've got a surprise for him.
Are you a small creature? No, you're not.
I know.
Medium, because that's what dwarves are. That was a third edition innovation that still baffles me. All right.
Break his goddamn jaw.
But I missed with my bite. All right, so that takes care of the giant fucking frog. All right, so finally Sir Branford gets into the fucking party. And he is going to go for the Minotaur.
Don't die, Minotaur.
Don't die.
You can't kill me in one hit.
You can't kill me. It's
a 7. All right, it's a miss. Nice. That brings to the top of the top of the Irish. Steve, you're up.
Kill the bugbear.
Yeah, bugbear. Yeah, that's a hit. And he is attacked with all kinds of stuff. So 8, 9, 10, 11 points of damage.
Still around.
Well, then, you know what? I'll use my offhand attack with my dagger for a nat 20.
God damn right.
Which is going to give him 4 more points of damage.
He's still around.
Are you fucking kidding?
If it's a nat 20, you get double damage.
You get 2 dice.
I doubled it.
You did.
I rolled a 2, so.
All right.
That gave me 4.
So about average.
Yeah.
Charwin is dead. Boo-hoo. Bugbear is going to retaliate. And by knocking down Dustin again.
Are you sure that's his best option?
He's got a fucking witch bolt coming for him. Dustin, armor class of 20.
Yeah, you got me. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Take 11, 13 damage. You're on your back again. So witch bolt is now done and over with. Chris,
what the fuck did I do?
Witch bolt at home.
I'm in a wild shape into a brown bear.
I got killed outright twice.
In like Demon Lord.
No, in fucking D&D. That's the last 2 games we played. I died outright.
That's why he's playing Irky Timbers.
He didn't opt to go to Irky Timbers.
Yeah, that's why I'm not fucking Kickstore.
Player Kickstore.
It might have been a house rule there. All right. Okay,
I'm going to go charging towards the druid, and I'm going to wild shape while I do it.
Oh, shit, the vet.
Right, yeah.
My druid can't wild shape because...
He's an NPC.
He's an NPC fucking C.
All right. And then I'm going to buy
him. Take that skill.
That's going to be a... that's going to be a 13.
13. Let me check something really quick.
And you died.
Oh, he wants you to lose.
I know. I know. He's like, let me check every little area of this book.
The 13th to miss.
Okay. No big deal. I've missed bites all the time.
That's my thing.
That's going to hit. That's going to be a 27.
Yep.
And I've been doing the damage not right the entire night for that.
Ooh.
So that's fine. It's going to be for 8 slashing.
Ooh, yes. All right. He's still there.
And I'm in his face.
All right. Well, I'm going to do something really naughty to you.
Cool. That's fine.
So naughty.
That's fine.
timbers you. All right. In fact, it's his turn. So he is going to spend another fucking spell slot and do... Because I have a choice. I could do Flaming Sphere.
Sure.
Or I could do Thunder Wave, which is exactly what I'm going to do.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to say it's going to catch you. Anybody else attack the guy, the druid guy?
Somebody did.
I took out the sister.
All right, so I'm going to put it. Thunder Wave will catch both of you. Constitution saving throw DC of 12.
That's my jam. 14,
15. So it's
22.
7 inch thunder.
Okay.
Thunder.
Still good.
I make it just better.
Take 7 damage.
Seven is the half damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I have one health
left. Penis! Dan, you're up.
Three. The Minotaur. The Minotaur. That's me. The bugbear looks pretty close to dead.
Yeah, he's in bad.
So I'm going to put a magic missile
into
him. And a magic missile into one of the twig blights. There's only one of them left.
Yep.
And a magic missile into the fucking dark druid who's already been injured because we focus fire in this goddamn group.
Yeah.
First one did 2 points to the big guy. The twig blight takes 3 points. And the druid takes 4 points.
Yeah, that's what's up.
All right, druid's on his heels. The twig blight's still up.
Damn it.
And the bugbear is dead. All right.
Nice. Final.
Josh, you're up.
All right, I'm going to run over here next to Chris and get in this dude's face with my fucking rage.
Rah, and, penis!
I'm gonna hit him with that motherfucking great axe.
I think you get advantage.
Shit.
You get advantage for being rage?
No, he doesn't.
I don't. It's only a +2 on damage. Oh. I have a. That's a 10.
Do you get advantage because there's like two of you up there flanking him or anything?
No, there's nothing like that at this point, I don't think.
There is actually.
That's a 10, so that's gonna be a fucking miss. If he's flanking, he
gets advantage.
For rage?
I am wasting my rage at this point.
There is a.
Either of you hit somebody or take damage.
Otherwise,
you are exhausted.
So if I don't hit him at this point, which I'm not because I rolled a 5, then I get a +5 on hit. So that's
plus advantage is way too big for flanking. It's way, way too big for flanking. It's a +4.5 bonus on average.
Seems balanced.
Yeah.
So you had a 27 on your roll to hit?
What? Well, actually, yeah, I fucking win. Yeah, it's recorded. You'll
notice that
like, are we going to go back and like have the one time where Josh held it? You missed a total fucking lie.
What I meant to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was...
Jay, take some.
All right. I'm going to cast my final healing word over there on Dustin.
Hooray!
Does that mean 4 plus 2?
Does that mean my rage is exhausted at this point?
That is a 5.
Hooray!
Get back up.
All right, what else we do?
Take damage.
I'm never going to die!
Okay. I'm invincible.
One last
I can make it
check.
If I try. They're going to love
yeah.
me.
Pots, sorry. I can't. That's it for my healing.
Nothing for pink.
Pots is also a cleric.
And then I'm going to mace.
That'll probably kill me. Getting close to
the twig blight. Is he almost dead?
Yeah, he's on the ropes.
14?
Yep, you killed him.
Nice.
All right.
Hooray!
Who is that?
So you got a frog, a knight, and a dark druid left?
Yep.
We killed the people we were there to save.
No, the knight's still there.
Well, living or dead,
they're already slaves.
They're not there to
save
them.
They're there
to get their rings.
Yeah. All right,
get them
Dustin.
Rings.
Here we go.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Focus fire. What's the most dangerous thing?
Get the dark druid.
The dark druid. Magic missile.
Yeah. How many are you pumping into him?
All three. All
right.
Yeah, baby.
You killed him.
Yeah! Oh, that's all we gotta say?
Yep.
That's it?
That's it. You killed him.
Sweet.
Right.
Awesome.
Tree starts howling. It starts burning or some bullshit. All right.
Dead motherfucker.
That takes us to Potts. You've got the giant goddamn frog and Sir Bradford.
I'm going to guiding missile Sir Bradford. Is that the better one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turns out it's the fucking hypno toad, and the toad was controlling them all
choice.
The whole time.
Should have killed the toad.
Should have just killed the fucking toad,
dude.
Fucking
23.
That toad's gonna be our next PC when someone dies.
This isn't God.
The 14 damage.
And you killed him.
Yeah.
The giant frog jumps away, and we hit the end of the adventure.
We love tits!
The baseball.
You win.
Is there no more read-aloud text?
There is plenty of read-aloud text. You guys gain a level, of course, putting your experience points to whatever it needs to be to hit third. And then you manage to recover the rings, from the corpses. Turns out that big scary tree is called the Gulfius tree. The coolest part about this adventure was that it was a stake used to kill a vampire. And the vampire's essence infused that, and it grew into this big scary tree. So that was it.
So it's just scary. It doesn't do anything?
It does stuff. It creates this fruit stuff, which either poison or healing. And then also you can become slaves to the tree, where they put you into one of the tree's crevices, and it takes you over, covers you in bark, and then you become its thrall.
Oh, that doesn't sound great.
Here's my main question. Ravadorum. Is this character done?
Yeah.
Then on that note, I will say,
Ravadorum!
Falconize.
He did me really good. He was a swell dude, and he made it till the end.
I thought
we're not playing these guys anymore. So no.
The whole point of running this game and other games like this will be to kind of look at how 5th edition works, and we were silly.